Joe Biden poses with Sharon asks, "Do you believe in life after Trump?" By Jerome Hudson on February 23, 2020. Mere hours before suffering another political defeat in the Nevada caucus, Joe Biden posed for a photo with his celebrity endorser Sharon took a cheap shot at President Donald Trump. "Do you believe in life after Trump?" Read the caption, inspired by Cher's 1998 hit Believe. On a tweet from Biden, which included a photo of the floundering White House hopeful alongside the Grammy-winning singer. Biden posted the photo hours before losing the Nevada Democratic caucus by a wide margin to Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Senator Sanders won the state handily, garnering about 40% of the vote, while Biden won just 19% and an estimated 2 delegates. Suffice it to say that Cher's loud endorsement of the former vice president, just days before the contest, didn't help his stock in the battleborn state. Last week, the stage and screen star and constant critic of President Donald Trump cast doubt on Biden's chances to win. "Trust and love in candidate is heaven, but we live here, on earth, for me it's lesser of two evils. I love Joe, but Joe had many strikes against him," Cher said. "My personal experience, he's a good, honest man who could be prey. But not run for president, he doesn't do social media, and he's Joe warts and all." The Oscar winner changed her tune just a couple days later, wishing Biden good luck in the caucus that he eventually lost to Senator Sanders. An hour later, Cher doubled down on her support for Biden. "This will most likely be unpopular, but last night I asked myself, who would I be if I denied a man I know and respect for a shiny, new, tech-savvy billionaire," Cher said. "Joe's made mistakes, like all of us, but I believe he would be honest, smart, civil president who doesn't have to learn on the job." Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.